I saw Spider-Man this weekend. I like the guy, but at one point hubris got him. Doesn't it always? Next thing you know, his recklessness results in a Staten Island ferry splitting in two. Thank God for the ever-pompous Iron Man who comes along with much more than webs and bridges the two parts of the ship back together. Whew! I thought I was doing a little bridge building myself when a graduate program asked me to lead a two-day seminar on leadership, diversity, and inclusion. Lord knows this country needs to listen better. Houstonians have been awesome, no? So many amazing stories of people who literally couldn't speak the same language assisting each other, protecting each other, and literally carrying each other over rising water to safety. Nearly no one left on the margin. Bridges built, like the webs of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, the connections spun were thin yet mysteriously strong, as if trying to hold this country, our civility, our common humanity together. I was honestly a little nervous to build these inclusive bridges myself, although less so because I was leading by two with Madeline Gelpe, a former TA of mine and an expert facilitator. I was nervous because I am all that diversity seems not to be. White, male, Christian, straight, credentialed, and hardest of all, from a kid from Inkster, Michigan, to believe and admit, wealthy, by global and even American standards. What could I possibly have to offer to a discussion on diversity and inclusion? And would I end up being a punching bag for all that's wrong with sexist, racist America? Well, I thought I'd be a stimulant and a facilitator, and indeed, sometimes I facilitated. Sometimes, thankfully, I got facilitated, so I came out a little smarter, a little more aware, sensitized, and committed. Facilitated comes from facere, Latin, to make easy. And it was anything but easy for me not to get defensive or offensive or preachy or controlling. Listening is so hard. On to the title of this post, my latest mistake. Our seminar ended up having seven women, a male, wonderful visiting Hong Kong engineer who is interested in leading when there are diverse ideas, and me. Here's a big reason why I was the only white guy there. White men have been marginalized, and we self-marginalize, from these enormously important discussions. So I should have known, leaders have to recruit. You have to bring people in from the margins to participate. I should have recruited men. Consider some examples. Democrats, especially elitist progressive Dems, forgot this lesson when they quit really hearing the factory worker, quit hearing the parents and church members wondering what's happening to their culture, and quit hearing the hardcore liberals in their own party. Trump and his right-wing national advisors have missed this lesson or are intentionally refuting it by marginalizing LGBTQ people, Muslims, and Mexican Americans, using the power of the state not to include, but to exclude. And I did it by not actively recruiting men who have fears they won't be heard, but will instead be labeled as predators or sexist microaggressors. We are marginaling ourselves out of the conversation. All around America, bubbles. All around the country, people feeling marginalized. All around, the sound of one hand clapping. Fast forward. I asked for volunteers to facilitate a diversity and inclusion session in my leadership class this semester. So far, five women volunteers. You guessed it, zero men. My work is cut out for me. Is yours? Who will you bring to the table who feels marginalized? How will you make it safe for those who are feeling, like it or not, marginalized? How can you recruit to include? If we're going to weld this country back together again, we surely better invite people back to the table. Yes, these are national and global issues. Remember, the last century gave us two wars and millions upon millions of dead humans born out of the rise of nationalism, tribalism, exclusion, and assault. But I'm also talking about local issues, our classrooms, factories, businesses, churches. Who will bring people to the table by leading with their best self?